Blog Talk Radio.
Anything racial,
I really ain't with it. I don't got time for it. So that's basically what happened. He called me out of name, how it was when he printed it down about this lady stuff and all this girl stuff, and I ain't got time for it. So I said, straight out, I don't play it, just letting you know. He said he didn't see anything wrong with what he said. I just let him know ahead of time I don't play the Facebook and I don't play around playing with words like that. Certain things are just touchy. So if you can't turn around and you're still thinking that it's okay to say it, there's no need me talking to you. I got hot. I'll tell everybody right here. Yes, I did. I gave him peace of my mind how I felt. And I hung up. Well, he put it like a different way, like it was about the question about the North versus South, which I had nothing to say about it. I'm like I said, I told everybody about the North versus South. You do what you got to do, and I got to do what I got to do. I'm not wishing bad on nobody, but I'll just tell you straight out like this here. When you start lying, not everybody can be bought. Thank God for Rico. I'm just going to tell everybody right off the bat, the man came into the rescue and said it. Now that, I'm telling you, a good friend. Can't ask nothing better than that. When somebody turns around, don't give a damn what it is. When you just put it out there, you're right or you're wrong. You can't ask nothing better than that. He put it down simple and plain. He told a couple of people on the phone, and thank God for my friend Fat Daddy down there. He happened to be on the other line. And I guess they didn't know that I had friends that were down in North Carolina, and they tried to say something different. If anybody wants to know, the first thing that ever happened down there when I did for Dexter and them in Fayetteville, it was with Endicott, and the cut was basically put his thing on there because he's from down there, and we put the paper out, and that was it. He had his logo on it, but I was there. I was a partner. We were working together back then, and it was no problem. Everything was put out. If you look on my Facebook, the owners told the whole thing what happened. I don't have to say anymore. Everybody knows the deal now. There's a lot of people that does know, knew, but they weren't saying anything. But the owner actually had put it out there. Well, at the current, back then was the owner. He actually said what it was, and they funded the money, and we were working for them, basically, and at the end of the night, we get paid. But when you don't turn around and do business right, and you don't take care of business at the end of the night like you're supposed to, and if you're breaking promises, people are upset. So when people come back, they wanted some money or whatever you owed them, and that's it. I didn't owe nothing, but let it be told, I guess he was trying to go on the back line and try to say something different about the Rico situation. Rico made sure he stepped up to the plate and told everybody what happened. Rico has came on here years ago and said something about it. But I guess, you know, I guess they think that they can be able to smooth talk him over or pay or make him say something because of money. But money don't move him, like I said, and that's great. And my hat's off to Rico. Stand-up guy, extreme team, can't be bought. So I'll just let you know that right now. That was great. Told it how it was. I actually had another one that was said, something that was said, another lie, which in Frank Brown is probably on here right now. And we had him on we was on a three-way, and I made sure I got Cowboy on it. And I'm not even going to call the name, and you guys can put the thing in together. If you want to call Cowboy up, Cowboy said, I refuse to. That's why we don't mess with him, because I refuse to mess with him, because he's a piece of shit. He did him wrong. He did them wrong, and that's what came out his mouth. Frank Brown is on. If he's on here, you know, if he want to say anything, he can. If anybody want to question it, I will put it back on the phone. I will actually get Cowboy so you can hear it yourself. So that being said, I don't know nothing. The whole problem is when I guess he had to make himself look better for, I guess, the new owner, so to make himself look good, you try to put somebody else down that helped you out. But it's all good. Like they said, truth is strong. Truth is better. You can have one person tell the truth and 10 liars, but you can prove facts with truth. You can't prove nothing when you lie. The only thing with a lie is you got to tell another lie to cover a lie up. And as the lies keep rolling, I just laugh about it. You know, at times, don't get me wrong, I was kind of hurt about it because when the man needed something, he called me up, and I actually lent it to him. My wife said, "Do you know him?" "Nah, but we good. He'll be all right. We'll see each other." And I loan it to him, and I get it back, whatever, which then I did. I'm not going to lie about it. He did give me back. But, you know, to turn around and get something from someone, and now you turn around and try to lie on someone, I guess because you ain't getting anything else out of you, it's a totally different story. So basically, I guess, you know, sometimes you got to tighten up on your grip and tighten out what you're doing and look at who you're messing with and who not, you know, to mess with. But it's a like I said, it's a lesson in life. You learn some. You try to help people. You know, you keep your head up, keep moving it, and I'm going to keep doing me. I'm not going to stop. I'm not changing no date. Everybody knew 3 years ago, I'd say, I had the date, the same date all the time we was always have. I changed the date because Lance had turned around and hit on the same date. And I had no problem with it. I understood because Dexter and them had Fayetteville at the time. There was no problem. I think it was 3-4 years, I'm sorry, because of the COVID thing, whatever. But I understood. But with Dexter, they gave me a little leeway so I can be able to change dates. So I did change the date for Lance, and he'll tell you. But he had his date, and he was locked in. And if anybody knows, the dates get locked in at Gallant earlier, and he'll tell you he used to do his no time thing going on. I forgot what you call it. I'm really sorry, Lance, but you guys did it. It's almost like a class race, and he does a good job, whatever. Not knocking him in, but he had locked it in, and there was no way of changing it because PDRA and everything else, they move everything around. But I moved mine. This time, I locked in the date. Dexter had called up, locked the date in for the next year, following year. Now the other lie comes out. Let everybody know the lie was I locked the date. He locked the date in, and I went on top of him. That being in the cut. But if you go on Facebook, Facebook doesn't lie when you put it out there. So I screenshotted it for everybody, let them see it. And he said he put it in a date in October. Well, last that I thought August 14th come before October. So I don't think we put it ahead of time. So if we got to bring him back to school and sit him down and say, listen, January, February, March, April, May, if we got to do that with him, we got to do it. If you got to do it 3 or 4 times to him, whatever. But he needs to find out before he goes open. He told another lie. So every time a person tells lies and you can turn around and reach over there and grab the truth and put it out there, you know, to everybody starting to look at this now, you know, what is it about? Well, what is it about? So I'm going to just tell everybody since they want to hear everything. What it's about right now is a promoter's war. A lot of people up there not liking what I do. Okay, so I'm going to just tell you, I try to keep the prices down as low as possible whenever I do an event. I try to give back to the races and try to give back to the fans. They say I'm up there doing wrong because I'm turning around and I'm making them look bad. That's what it's going on. So everybody wants to hear it. The race just came out. I just heard that they were pissed off about this one. With the race with Jeff Rogers and everybody, I said pick who you want. They think I'm wrong for doing that. But look, it's not their money that they're spending. It's nobody else's money. It's my money. So guess what? It's not hurting your pocket, and I'm not taking nothing out of your pocket. So you shouldn't worry about it. The problem is they're worried about I'm doing it, and now they're going to have to do it. They don't have to do it. But I do it out of my heart because I turn around. I want to throw something back to them because they helped me out. So that's all it is. All these other things, when you hear something like Jason's call, whatever, you know what? I did what I did. He looked out for me. I look out for him. And that's how it's going to keep on going. I'm not going to change because somebody else said something that I shouldn't be doing that. If I do it for my heart, I do it for my heart. That's all to it. Show my appreciation. You know, I'm not worried about when they're one of the promoters. I don't care how all your promoters, if a couple of them that get together, I'm not worried about the promoters got to go out and try to bash somebody and say about the rain or whatever, you know, it's going to rain or whatever. It is what it is. I'm not going to, you don't see me up there fussing about it. I got people come back telling me, you know, man, I said, you know, put it in a good Lord's hands, don't worry about it. You know, as long as you keep on up there pushing something like that, I must be doing something right. So that's basically what I'm going to keep doing. You actually help me out. Because when I start getting relaxed, I'm a little bit different. Now you're going to make me think of more ideas of what I can do and how I can make something even better, harder and harder. It makes me push harder. You actually help me. So I want to thank my haters out there that really did it for me. I really do. I'm going to let you know there's a lot of things out there that I've been thinking about what I want to do. Now it just makes me push to make it try even better. So 2022, just hold on. Get ready because there's going to be something real big coming that are probably things that you don't think I can do, but it's going to happen. Look, nobody thought it was going to happen that we get at Gallant. We did it, and we'll keep on moving. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep on moving. You know, you get pissed off sometimes because you look at it and you say, damn, your own grudge people, whatever you want to call it, you know, doing it to you. And then look back and you say, wow, really? Are you for real? Should be glad that somebody's doing it so they can do it. But it doesn't work that way. I don't know if it's envy, jealousy, or whatever you want to call it. There's nothing. I'm not worried about it. And we're going to move on, move forward. I'm just being real about it. So some of the things you hear, sometimes, like I said, I nip it in the bud. But I'm going to go ahead and push across. And, like, I will call names, you know, if I got to call names, it don't matter. Because I can tell you, my facts is facts. I can push it down. I can show it on paper. And, you know, I've told Dexter the same way. You did nothing wrong when you put the thing out, you put a platform for us to go out there and do it. And as he put the platform out, I ran with it, went up there and helped him out, whatever. I stayed there with him. Like they said, when you start out with something and a person doing right just because somebody's trying to flash some money at you, don't mean you jump to it. You think the grass is greener on the other side? Not always. I stayed with the one who started it out, and he did nothing wrong, so I stayed with him all the way through, and I'm still staying with him. You know, it's the same thing with Larry T. We started together, and I said I'll go right down with him to the end. It is what it is. When I stop, I'll stop with Larry T. I'm not going to somebody else new or whatever. It's not happening. Anytime somebody asks me, I say, well, you got to talk to my partner too, so you got to invite him into the conversation. Now, if we're all going together, it's no problem at all. But I don't hold nothing back. Whatever Larry knows, I know. You know, whatever. Anytime we're dealing together, everybody knows what goes on first and go from there. I actually don't make a decision by myself. We make it all together, and that's what happened with Sammy. And the same thing with it be you hear the gate hustling crap going on. Well, regardless, whenever we excuse me, regardless whenever we get ready to do a show, whatever it is, if I said it's going to happen, I don't care if we have 50 people. I don't care if we have 30 people. It don't matter. Whatever it is, it's going to be paid. That's how it goes. It's the same thing with the shootout. It's going to be paid. It's going to go. Same thing with the raffle. It's 10 raffles sold. It don't matter. It's going to get raffled that day, and it's going to be gone. That's how it goes. We're not looking for somebody to turn around and got to wait and make sure you get up the money. Same thing with Sammy. I made sure I got a good word in him, make sure all the guys was okay with it, that Dex was okay with it, and Larry was okay with it. Told him I want to put $1,000 on top of it. He didn't have to wait till the end of the night. He had the money ahead of time. So that's how it goes. It's not going to be none of that. None of never get gay hustling. Never. I don't believe in it. Like I said, even if you've got to go in the hole, your word is the whole thing that you got. You know, that's all to it. So basically, I believe in that, and that's what I would do. If I lose, I just have to go in the hole. It is what it is. You know, and there's been times that I had to turn around and take care of other people's debt that was part of it and wipe their debt out. I'm like Rico's debt. I had to make sure I take care of that because I didn't want to have a guy turn around. If I go on the strength of me and I turn around and I vouch for you, I'd rather pay your thing. It's like I paid a couple deposits. I paid a couple deposits because I vouch, oh, this guy is good. I don't do it no more. I don't vouch for it, you know. There'd be very few and slightly many, I'm just being real, that I will vouch for. If Kevin Hunt said something today and said, can you vouch for me? You know, of course. I never had a problem with him. But I'm going to tell you something. Some of the other guys I will not vouch for because I know how it goes. There's a few people that I can go out there. And they say, yo, take care of that. Go put it up there for me. I got you. No problem. You know, there's certain people that you can go out there and go to that limb and say, okay, I'll put it up. If Sammy said it, he got it. No problem. There's a couple others out there that might go. I mean, I might be missing some people, Dexter or whatever, or some of the grudge racers. They are, but I'm not doing everybody. And that being said, because I did get burnt, Jeff Rogers, he knows he's good, Mark Jones good, something like that. They say something like that, I got no problem. Not that many people go by the word anymore. You know, if you lose, you lose. Don't try to find a scapegoat how to get out. Just turn around and just bite the bullet. Hey, if you lost, you lost. Pay the deposit off, done deal. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that try to find a loophole, and that's bad. I'm just saying. So I just make sure, I want to just make sure everybody knows what happened and what things are going through right now, and you'll see more of it. And then when you start thinking about it, then you look at it, because they don't want you to turn around. And certain things I had said when I first said, I said the racists, it's the weight shouldn't be on the racists. They're the one that's bringing us the action. The racists, honestly, if it wasn't for the racists, you wouldn't have fans. So that's what I'm talking about. So I want us to make sure the racists are all taken care of. And, you know, the fans come. I don't want it on the racists' back. I know that costs a lot of money for these cars that just running that day, each one of them. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to be out there letting them go every time doing their thing. And Big Ties does bring a lot of action. Yes, it does, and it takes a lot to do. Tricky Ricky said it best. When you get a certain caliber, you can't do like you used to do with the other cars, the small tire cars, and be able to run them all the time, you know. And that being all said, I've seen a lot of guys say something. Have you seen this car? Why this car hasn't been racing? But he's got a caliber car that he's got to go out and he's got to check everything. They got to go over the valve springs. It's not like some of our cars that we can come and run it the whole year, not worry about even checking the valves. So there's a big difference. And I understand that. So basically that's why I turned around and decided to give these races, these six guys, if you look at it, I could have put more, but I didn't want to. I wanted to make sure that they got a showcase. They go out there and they're out there and they're supporting the grudge game. They love the grudge game. So let's give them a little something back. Let's turn around and give them our appreciation. And so that's what it came down to be. So all in all, I'm happy that those six guys are out there. You know, I put them out there. I seen some people seen it, some people didn't. Jeff Rogers, he's going to have his car there. Survivor, he's going to be the one with the 63 split window Corvette. Chris Butler, he's going to have that 60, I think it's a 68 or 67 Camaro. Mark Jones, the GTO, you know, you see these guys, they've been in and out, and they've been trying to race and do their thing. Paul Chipman's got a 57 Chevy, and Apollo, he's out there also. So they got a couple cars that, you know, I don't think I missed anybody, everybody I think I got. But those guys are in there, they're doing their job, they're out there trying their best to go out there and give you the best excitement, have you looking at all, like a show, like I said. So I really think they deserve it. They put it on. I'm happy they put it on. So it's all about, you know, giving something back every now and then. Also, I also wanted, because I know the cancer, a lot of people are going to be walking with cancer and they want to see, you know, so why not give them something, a nice little show also. Let them see something. You know, it's not all about money. And I heard one guy go and say, I'm going to say it straight out how it went. Just like they try to say, like Jeff Rogers actually had something to do with Gallant, basically saying like, you know, I don't have the money to actually get Gallant or Larry T or Dexter. Well, I'm going to just tell everybody like to see it. I'm going to be real about it. And if you can't take it, it is what it is. It's easy to make yourself look like $1 million than to have $1 million. So just remember all that. Not because of your appearance of what I look like. Not the appearance that Dexter look like. Not the appearance that Larry T look like. You know, not all the time that you look at a person, they got to be out there, they got to be flashy or whatever. But when they need to get the job done, we can get it done. And I've been telling you right now, there's a lot of times I like it, that how we do to get somebody helped out, whether they're down and out. I never want to see somebody down that done helped me. So basically, I can't see you down. I'm going to try to do something to get you back up. That's how it always should be. But seems like lately it's one of those things like the crabs in a bucket. One get ready to come out the top, the other one pulls them back down. So I'm going to get to the racing now. I just want to make sure I get that off because I know somebody was going to try to touch in and want to chime in and want to what know happened. So now you guys know. And I'm not changing for nobody, so I'm going to keep doing what I do. And if the promoters don't like what I do, step up your game. And this goes for, I'm just going to tell you something. One more thing before I go, because I have to say it, because he's throwing little cheap shots. JB, I know you're over there listening to this right now, but let me just tell you this here. You actually did the small blocks, clocks, no shoot-off, okay? You bring it to Buzz Creek, you asked to bring it over at Buzz Creek, Maryland, at our show. This was some years back when it first went to go up. And I'm going to give you the pop shot that you needed. You came in, you introduced yourself, you said you wanted to do it, you got everything. You said, and all of a sudden you said how much the pot was going to be and every crap like that. You had everything. Everything's taken care of. Well, at the end of the night, you ain't had two nickels to rub together. And you should actually, before you go throwing pop shots, make sure you tell who paid for that purse. Make sure you tell them that Larry T and Long Island Joe took care of that purse. Make sure everybody knows that before you throw these little pop shots around. Because you didn't even have two nickels to get towards the whole shot, and we paid the whole thing off. Now, if someone comes up there, they should already have know what they're doing. If they say they want to have a platform to do, you should be having your stuff together, especially if you said the purse. But then you're looking crazy at the end of the night. Larry comes to me and says, well, okay then. I guess we got to pay. We can't let the people look crazy and not let them look down. But you forgot where you came from. So just remember that one. So everybody knows that. And anybody that don't care about it, I don't care. We can prove stuff. I'm tired of everybody up there pushing out these lip service and act like all that's here. I can prove anything. Whenever you want to see a receipt, I can snatch the receipt up and show you. Because we had the whole thing with the list of what we had to pay out. And so I got that every time I have the copy. So that's what being said. I'll let everybody know. So start doing these pop shots and all of this stuff that you're trying to do. It's all right. I'm going to start pop shotting it right back. Because a lot of people forgot where they came from. And that goes how it goes. I don't care. Let chips fly. Whatever you got to say, go for it. And I'm going to open up a couple of these mics now because I'm going to talk about the race enough for this. But I'm going to open up. I see one of these mics right now, 914-0471. Your mic is open.
Simon Joe, it's Dave.
How you doing, Davey?
I'm all right, sir. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
I see you got a few things on your mind that you had to get off your chest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to do it, Dave. I hate to say it. You know, I don't want to do it. I kept getting pushed to the limit. So you know what? You got to turn around and take it and tell anybody and say, done, we're done deal. You know, that's just crazy, man, when people try to play the game. You know, and now it's all over. So I just want to make sure everybody knows. Now you want to play, you act like you was hiding behind something and all this hit so big shot. Tell the truth what happened. You know, that's the problem. A lot of people don't want to tell the truth, you know. And there's times that, you know, don't get me wrong. Yeah, uh-huh.
It's all right. It's all right. No, sometimes you have to. Sometimes it's not necessary, but sometimes you have to. Is there a race Saturday, sir?
Yes, it is.
Well, we haven't. We're having a short show tonight because of the storm. So could you talk about Saturday, please?
Okay. I will talk about Saturday. Matter of fact, I got somebody on this here. I got to make sure I pull somebody in here right quick. And I'll make sure I turn around and pull Fat Albert on here. But, the truth had to be told. Nobody would say nothing at all. But I'm going to pull somebody in here. Let me pull in one of your friends right now, the People's Champ. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, you said the People's Champ? Oh, yes, the one and only Clifford.
Hold on. And look, I gotta pull in my co-host. 571-4080, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on? Good evening, everybody. Good evening. What's up, Clippy? Dave?
Hey, what's happening, Fat Albert?
Dave, Fat Albert.
Hold on, Cliff. I want to congratulate Fat Albert on his work this weekend down at Hereford. I heard you did your thing down there.
Yeah, you was.
Oh, appreciate you. Yeah,
I must say, I heard a lot of good stuff. I'm happy to hear Fat Albert. Like, listen, this is a funny thing. I'm going to just let everybody know this here right now. And Fat Albert knows what I'm talking about. I say it all the time. I don't care if Fat Albert does a good job or not. He does a good job for me. I'm happy with him that he does a good job. But I'll never hold him back to say that he can't go to somewhere else. Am I right, Fat Albert?
That's correct.
I'll tell you, go make your money. Do what you got to do. I know he said, man, I'm tired. They're going to work me to death. You know what? That's what it's all about. It's the same thing happened with the girls. When them girls came out and they said, oh, but they all trying to ask me to go here and there. Look, I'm not holding you back. You go out and make that money. If somebody going to turn around and going to pay you, y'all go get it. That's what it's all about. You want to see somebody move up. You don't want to see somebody stay where they at. Go get it. That's how I'm looking at it. Go out there and get it, y'all. That's what everybody should be doing. And I'm happy to see it. When I see Fat Albert out there, I say, yeah, look at him. It was great. It was great. And I got to say, I'm happy for you, Fat Albert. But
I heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, but you also got Clifford coming out there now. He told everybody he don't give a damn. He got to bring popcorn and everything else.
Damn.
Now right. Elbow will be there.
Will be there, inshallah. Will be there.
Okay.
With butter.
Oh, he bringing butter. Now, that makes the whole the difference in the world right there, the butter.
Well, you can't have no dry popcorn. You got to have some butter on it.
You fix slow by not fucking with fast. That's how you fix slow.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, okay, got you. Message received. Cliff, it's race week. It's race week. You're not going to talk to me any kind of way. So be careful how you say your words today. It's race week. I'm in race mode, so be careful what you say to me.
No, you know what? I don't think I want to be careful. So what do you need me to say that you
Joe, mute his mic. He needs an attitude adjustment. Mute his mic.
hey, you said it was race week, so you told him so.
I didn't expect him to be that confident. I'm sorry. I put him on mute for a little while. He's out of control right now.
But since I got to do, because I do have a couple things that we do got some races going on. Like Clippy is actually coming in. But I do have a couple people on here because they did want to come on and say their races they got. So I want to put a couple people out there. I'm going to let them come out. I got to open up this mic, too, because I know the Bad Mouth crew, they did lock in a few races. They got a few of them that's locked in. So I'm going to make sure they tell us, too, also, that how many races they got. Because before I get into the other races with Jeff Rogers and all the other crew. But it's 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island? What's going on, everybody?
All right, Antoine.
What's happening, Twan?
Here we go. What's going on? Listen. I got to say this. Long Island, I officially nominate you to be the president of the Badmouth Crew, okay? I just want to let you know that, okay? listen, you're doing too much, Long Island. You're doing too much. You didn't have to do it like that to him. You had to do it like that to him. But
no, sometimes you got to pull the facts out and pull the sheet out. See, I can prove everything.
I can prove
everything. But don't go pop shot me in the back. Don't do that.
I agree with you 1,000 on that.
Too much nonsense going on.
Get where you came from.
Nonsense.
You don't do
nonsense.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
That's all I see.
Don't do that.
Too much.
We got a few races locked in for this weekend. This will be the first time we bring out 8-Ball to Custom Tees. Truck ain't been done out the shop in 45 days. The man made like 3 motor passes, went straight to the gas, and went right on somebody's ass, just like that. We got locked in with the 1-1 with Agitator off the trailer with 8-Ball.
Mustang?
Instigator, yeah. He gave us the 1-1. And then we also got the Johnson boys, Brooke Boys Racing with their Malibu. He gave us the heads up clear.
So what happened with the Instigator race?
Huh? He gave me the 1-1, back tie and clear.
And so what happened? Who won?
Well, that's what we got going on for this weekend.
Oh, that's for this weekend? Oh.
Yeah, that's for this weekend.
Okay.
Then I think Bigfoot, we got somebody. If I'm not mistaken, I think Marcus got somebody on the hill. He's trying to reel him in real quick.
Okay.
And Cliffy, I'm gonna tell you right now. I heard you bring popcorn and butter, but I'm gonna tell you right now. Go ahead, make sure it's extra butter because I'm gonna bring a damn 32-ounce Pepsi. And if you move slick, you're gonna get slick. Tell you right now. I'm telling you now, Cliffy.
What's up, Pepe? Ain't nothing to it, man. You know we body, you, me, and everybody.
Oh, yes.
We body.
Yes, sir.
Look like you got your off-the-trailer run like you was looking for, man. Well, good luck with that one, brother. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit. Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. The man said, fuck testing, let's race. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we doing.
And I just want to make sure, try to get there by 11 o'clock, you guys, because, okay, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to give you a little thing. Get there by anything after 11, you got to pay $20. Anything before 11, you pay $10.
I remember that. Right.
All right, so I'm just letting everybody know. You get there before 11, you only got to pay $10 to get in. And that's going to be doing the cancel walk and everything. So it ain't about money. Like I said, it's all about up there doing that walk, showing support of some of the people that are going to be walking there, for either their mothers, their fathers, and some people are walking for themselves, and giving them support. That's what it's all about.
What time is the walk?
I want to say it was 11:30. We want to do it right away because I want to get the one pass off for the big guys. The big guys, actually, because they want to get their race off right away. So they get one shakedown, and then the next round, they're going out. They're for elimination.
Ooh.
So
what time is that,
Joe?
What time is elimination?
They're playing on shaking down at 12:30. Their first shakedown. They want to take it down at 12:30. When they come back, it's going to be like 1:30, quarter to 2, there's elimination. At 3 o'clock, that'll be the next one. And by 4:35, we're going to be finishing it off for them. We're trying to finish it off early. We don't want to turn around. Then we're going to throw that glue down on top of it really hard. You know, we want to make sure that them big tires, they don't like a tight, tight track. So we want to make sure. You know, they like to do all that tire shake. So that's what the deal is. So you guys, it'll be slick prep for the beginning. So it's going to be so them guys can get down. So it's not going to It's going to be still good for either way, but I just want to let you know. But they want to get it off. They want to get it off fast. And we're going to make sure it happens. We want to make sure it happens. I want to make sure everybody knows. I'm just being real. A lot of things out there that we're going to do. A lot of things we got to get later on. We're going to be raffling that golf cart off right there in front of everybody. Not going to take no time with that. We're going to do it right away. We're going to have some fun with it. We're going to have a little fun because, towards the end of the night, you know, it gets a little cool. We're going to eat and have a good time. We'll make sure we go cook. I cook and everything. I'm not looking for, like I said, everything is free. Whatever we got, you know how it goes. We eat free, whether we got fish, we got ribs, we got rice, we got seafood salad, we got collard greens.
Boom.
We're gonna be all right. We're gonna
Joe,
be all
greens
right.
Was hit. Them greens be hitting, Joe. I don't know what you be doing to them, but good God.
Dave said, could you keep that a secret, please?
Could you keep that a secret? Don't tell the whole world.
I tried to tell my wife. The doctor said he got to have an order of collard greens.
Yeah, I got a note from my doctor.
So we gotta make sure Dave is okay that day. So
yeah,
that's it. You know, but we're going to have us a good time regardless. I don't care how it is. I mean, regardless, because this is it. This is one of those things that I look forward to. A couple of my recipients, hope I help them be there. I don't even tell their names no more. I don't even bother. I'd rather just take care of them. And if they want to say something, that's them. It's the same as I did last year. EP just came out of the clear and just said it, but he didn't have to say it, and I'd rather kind of keep it as it going to the heart, so he don't have to be out there and be told. They'll be there, and you're gonna, you know, there's a lot of people out there. It gets kind of sometimes they get emotional when they do the walk. I'm not gonna lie to you, because it's great just to see somebody going through it when they look around, they thought they were bad, and somebody's just worse off. Oh, me too, and, you know. Guess what? We can make it together. We can try to fight this thing. So that's what it's all about. It's about having fun with it. And then also going to have some great racing. So I know I'll be standing next to Dave trying to bet him. So get a couple of them dollars he got because he'd be cheating. He'd be cheating on the patio over there, so nobody go over there and play the card game over there. He got everybody over there on the deck.
Really, Joe? Damn, Joe. They got you that mad. Promoters got you that mad. You want to tell on me? Damn.
Hold on.
Everybody to do well. Didn't you just say
yeah, I do.
Do
I do
well?
Want everybody to do, but I don't
so
want to take from
so
nobody either.
Me.
Hold
except
on.
Me.
I got to open
except
this.
Me.
I got to make sure, because this man, you made the man go out and sit in the road with a chair, so I got to open his mic. You said he wasn't allowed to come on a step until he get oil pressure.
We have a race this weekend. If he's not talking about racing this weekend, what's the sense of opening his mic? Don't make no sense. All he's going to do is get mad and tell Fat Albert to shut the fuck up.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord.
914-9870, your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. This is Kevin Hunt. And Joe, you right. Dave do that cheating shit. Nobody wins that card as much as he do.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Joe, you messed me up early in your monologue when you said, I am now pulling in the people's champ, and I was waiting for you to say Butchie Woods. And I was like, well, damn, Butch must have a cold because it don't sound like Butchie Woods. That sound like Cliff. And then Dave said some slick shit to Cliff, and Cliff told him, go on mute. Because he back-talked him. I was confused, but I would swear when you said the people's champ, I was like, oh, he going to put Butch on. And it threw me for a second.
You know who named that? Fat Albert named the people's champ. Am I right? What did you name him, Fat Albert?
Cliff,
you named the people's champ.
The people's champ.
Right?
I named Cliff the people's champ.
And I accept. And I accept, damn it.
That's right.
Something going on with Cliff. He's been having two doses of gangster lately. He needs some act right because he is definitely putting it in.
Yeah, honestly tell you too, I think he's going to put some butter on somebody down there this week, this Saturday.
Oh, that's his intentions. He made his intentions perfectly clear. Ain't that right, Dave?
Yeah.
If he does, there will be no show next Tuesday.
Well, Joe, get ready to say some change.
Okay. Well, hold on, you guys, because I'll make sure I open up a couple more of these mics, because I know a lot of guys are trying to come on. They want to come on tonight, and I know a lot of guys talking about racing. A lot of guys are walking for their mothers and fathers, they told me. So I just want to make sure I open up a lot of their mics. I know a couple of women that's out there, they told me about it. And like we said, you know, it's not just for the men, it's for the women and men. You know, and like I said, everybody needs to go get screened. Don't wait till the last minute, then, you know, you're in at the last stage. You know, if you catch stuff, sometimes you catch certain things early and you can be okay. So don't wait to get screened, please. Make sure. I'm going to open this mic up because I know he coming, want to come in. 443-7807, your mic is open. 443-7807, your mic is open. Oh, shoot. You know who that is, right?
Guess not. Clip done scared another one off.
Nah. What'd you call him, Dave? He on the elliptical?
See?
Yeah.
Here you go. Here
That's
you go, Long Island. See? Here you go.
That's Marcus.
No, I'm just
That's
saying.
Marcus.
I didn't say it. Dave was the one that introduced everybody about that.
He go to the gym. He go to the gym every Tuesday. The only thing that grow on his ass is them goddamn lips.
Dave, come on, Dave. Are we really gonna do this today, Dave?
No.
Leave my buddy Marcus alone.
Now you know,
Marcus,
as soon as he gets on here, he's gonna jump right on your ass.
I'm sorry, Marcus. I'm sorry you got big lips. I'm sorry.
See,
boy, you gonna catch it now?
Come on, man, stop. Y'all get off. Leave Steve Harvey alone. Come on, stop.
Oh, well, I'm gonna,
Marcus,
I'm
call me if you can't get on. Call me, Marcus.
Nah, he in the gym. He in the gym. He can't talk right now. He can't talk.
Oh,
come on, I'm going on mute.
I ain't going to see that.
Hey, Joe.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, what's up now?
What's up, Joe? I want to know what's going on. I want to know which one of them motherfuckers
want to
lock in for the weekend that's got all that mouth.
None of them song bitches do. I've been trying to get them to lock in with you, and they don't want to do nothing, Marcus. It's a goddamn shame.
They ain't got no oil pressure.
Hold up. I'll even lock one of them motherfuckers in on a thumb wrestle, goddamn. That's how sick I am of them motherfuckers. Who want a thumb wrestle?
I'm sick of them too, Marcus. Get at their ass.
Hey, I'll tic tac toe his ass. Either one of them. They ain't got to be out there racing. Goddamn, we gonna have some kind of competition because I don't like that fish lip shit they be saying. I'm gonna see how much fish they can eat. I'm gonna see how much crow they can eat. Where they at? Which one?
Oh, Lord.
Big Dave trying to find him right now as we speak. Big Dave is looking for him.
I'm not. It was that fucking Kevin Hunt. That Kevin Hunt started talking about you, a rotten bitch.
Hey, everybody don't get quiet at one time, goddammit. That's all I want to know. Hey, Joe, I had to hit the one button because just letting you know, man, there's so many people from on my side of the crew and my team that's looking forward to this weekend. Man, you wouldn't believe that I even found out that it's more survivors that I didn't know of breast cancer that's real close to me in the camp. You know what I mean? So, like I said last night on the live feed, it's a lot of people that you see every weekend. You just don't know what they've been through. So, anybody that can come out, even just to walk, you ain't got to have no grudge car, you ain't got to have no grudge bike. Come out just come out just to get a fresher good air at Colonial Beach this weekend, and come down and just have a good time with us while we do the cancer walk.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the bad mouth crew get busy. Come on,
watch the bad mouth crew get busy.
And watch the bad mouth crew get busy. I'm trying to get a race locked in right now. The dude Wallace Cash or some cash kind of name from the DMV. I'm looking for him with a telescope, trying to find a motherfucking star in the daylight. That's how bad I want it. So Wallace Cash, you asked me, we got Zello. I ain't got no damn Zello. Fat Albert might got Zello, but you send that to Cosby. Huh?
Well,
Joe, you got Joe. I know Joe is an executive producer of a bank, so I know he got all kind of goddamn Zello melodies.
I got no Zello. I just got cash app.
And Marcus, tell him what he can send me the Zello, and I'll cash app it. We can cash app the Fat Albert.
Antoine, right on that post, because I want to get this shit locked in.
All right, I'll take it. Give me a minute. I'm about to go to the house. I got it.
Yeah, let's get that shit locked in. And we're looking for more action. I'm actually looking for all the trailer race, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, you hold on, because you might get it, because I see a lot of numbers down here. So, I'm going to make sure you stay on, because you never know who might call you out.
I'll be on here. I'm sitting back reading the mail.
Okay. What are you doing?
All right. I'm sitting back reading the mail in the wheat fields, as Joe, as Fab was saying.
Okay. Motherfucker here, boy. What's not wrong with him, man? Hey, Joe, you see what we got put up with every goddamn day, man? This is every day.
Yeah,
Hey, listen.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I want to introduce y'all to our... Our newest truck that just came out this past weekend called 8-Ball. He went in action. Went right to some motherfucking heads. Didn't give a damn about them. Rookie driver and everything. Man had 3 or 4 races this past weekend. I think he went like 2-1 and received a punk out. So I want to give props to my man Rob. If you see him, you say, "Who, that man don't drive?" I tell you what, he'll get in that motherfucking business and go to a motherfucking ass. So the Bad Mo crew is steady growing, and we cannot be stopped. And we always up for a challenge, looking for a challenge. So somebody stop us. That's what we want. Anybody from up New Jersey, New York, all the motherfuckers from what's they call
don't
it?
You, don't you start that shit.
Oh, don't
Antoine,
you say that.
You talking about Mount Vernon?
Anybody from Mount Vernon got the back tire this weekend? I said it. Now.
I think you, oh boy. Oh, my God. You told a lie.
Man,
I can't believe you told a lie.
Hey, Marcus, I got a text, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Ask Marcus,
I got it, too.
If Littlefoot want to dance with Willie.
Tell him yes, off the trailer. Let's get busy. 215.
Uh-oh.
And
he said
Jimmy
yes.
Cash
said
locked
tricky,
in.
Tricky, damn, I said 215.
Jimmy Cash
said yes.
Jimmy Cash said locked in.
All I need him to do is send his deposit in the Fat
Albert. Okay, he said no, it's not enough.
Well, hey, tell him he asked me to race. I didn't ask him to race. Whoever sent that text.
Oh, he said, "Well, now."
Hey, so you see what I mean? You see what I mean?
They want to know how much is. Yeah. Wait, they want to know how much is the DP for? They want to know how much is the DP.
200.
Well,
the DP is.
He said 200.
200 on 500. And see, Marcus,
yeah,
that's it. And that's where a lot of people go wrong, man. When somebody say what they're going to race, why in the hell are you going to try to double race?
Hold up, y'all.
Hold up.
He's sending it to him right now.
He said he's sending it to him right now, Marcus.
Who that, Jimmy Cash?
You just got the DP. He just said he's going to send it to you, so you're going to have a DP in a few seconds.
Who, Jimmy Cash?
I guess really? For Jimmy Cash.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Fat Albert, send me send it. You let me know. I'm going to send mine.
Yep. Yeah, sending cash for Jimmy Cash. That's what it is. Yep. 215. You got
he
it.
Said, he said yes. He said yes. 215, and he's sending it now.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's a person that won a race, man. It ain't got to be all about the money. And normally, I'm going to tell you the truth, we like to run for more. But he put the number out there. I said, fuck it. We'll try. Let's go ahead and do it.
At 5 o'clock,
Big yes, sir.
Versus Jimmy Cash.
The Nike's car, yes.
Yeah.
I'm locked.
All right. Well, as soon as I get the DVDs, I will lock.
What car was you giving anything from? I'm running the back tire with. What car you was coming with?
Who is that talking?
Dave.
Mount Vernon Dave.
Hey, I told
Mount
you.
Vernon Dave. No. What car are you coming with?
It shouldn't matter. I'm giving you the back tire. It shouldn't matter what I'm
Wait
coming with.
So, what do you mean it shouldn't matter? How do I race a car? I don't know what I'm racing.
Well, how do you accept the race if I don't know what you're bringing?
I didn't accept the race. I asked a question.
Bigfoot.
No, I don't like the name of the car, Bigfoot. That's scary right there.
Dave, stop being shaky.
It's Halloween weekend. It's Halloween weekend. I'm scared of ghosts.
Oh, and let me tell you something. We giving out some trick bags, too, all weekend. All weekend long, we giving out some trick bags.
Gave three out already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dave. So, Dave, you find somebody that ain't scared of the step in front of that Bigfoot, they got the back tire off the trailer at the beach this weekend.
Dave, you could tell crew chief I give him the back tire in the clear, man.
Who's
crew chief?
Whoever you... My nephew's car ain't gonna be there, but Elbow will be there. And your man, he got the back tie in the clear.
When?
Saturday.
Are you talking about when are you talking about Cliff? When?
Saturday, man. You the one said it's a lock and show. You forgot.
Go ahead.
You want to lock in for Colonial Beach?
That's what he's saying.
I got the $200, Marcus.
That's what he's telling you.
George.
You
going to
put my
turban
on?
Yeah.
He said,
AOC
got one and one.
Huh?
Well, you got to talk to him.
Okay.
Well, you jumped out the window, didn't you, Cliff?
Yes.
Yeah, you live on the first floor.
He said, yeah. You live on the first floor.
Go ahead and take the cash
out.
All right.
Oh, shit.
What the hell going on around?
All right, hold on, Joe. I got both deposits. Tricky Ricky sent it to me. Marcus sent it to me. So, Bigfoot, Jimmy Cash, 8 Mile Pro Tree. Heads up at 5 o'clock. Hope y'all good
yes,
with that.
Yes, sir.
Trigger Ricky, text me and let me know if you're good with that. 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Bad Apple, you know it was a 28 nitrous. We ain't running the turbo car.
All right, this is the nitrous car, Rick. I got both of them.
Yes, sir. We just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, that's all. So, Dave, hook up one of those cars in your pretty ass truck and come on down and come get it.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Hook one of those cars up your pretty ass truck.
God damn.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, Dave, you need to shut what they call the fuck up.
Whatever car I bring for my run, I got one and one.
Thank you. That was Marcus.
You got to listen to both ears, not somebody else's ears.
You said find something to get to that truck. You said find something. I found something already.
Hey, hold on.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking to Cliff. Cliff said find something to hook up to that truck.
It's the GOAT. It's the GOAT. Heads up, 8 Mile, Road Tree, both nitrous cars on 28 at 5 o'clock, 2 on 5.
Good job,
all right,
Fat
I appreciate
Albert.
It. Yes, sir. That's
how you thank you, Fat Albert. I'll make sure we got you some felines over there for that day, too.
Antoine, shut the fuck up. Motherfucker, you. All right, well, that race is locked.
I'm going to act like I didn't hear that about no damn sea lions. Damn.
Hold on, y'all. Let me make sure I open up this other mic, y'all. Hold on.
Yeah,
first, I got to make sure.
Open up Tricky Ricky
mic. What's
Tricky
mic? Let me see. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
Yo, I got to get my $100 back I lost to Gary. Now, which one of you some bitches going to give to me?
$100 you lost.
The $100 you paid me, I gave right back to Larry. To Gary. On the race with Independence Day and Ransom Note.
Hey, man, you have a bet too on that?
Say again?
Dead man, you have a bet on that too?
You wasn't nowhere to be around. Get out of here, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice try.
I thought we did. My bad.
I mean, but we can bet on the Jimmy race.
We can get it up. Ain't no problem. You gonna be there, right?
Sound a little alike. What'd you say?
I said you gonna be there, right?
No, what was the first? Yeah, I heard that part. What was the first thing you said?
Get it
I
up.
I said, I'm
you
sure
get
we
it
can,
up.
I said, I'm sure we can make that happen. You going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ready?
Okay.
So is this the same car, this Wallace Cash? Is this the same car?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Wallace Cash, the gray car, the gray Mustang. With the black sand scoop coming out the hood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this next mic, too, because I got two more after that. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing this evening?
Bad man. Put
hey,
you
there go the people's
champ.
Champ.
There
the
go people's the
people's
champ.
No, that's just the people.
Well, I don't know what you missed, man, but they calling everything out from Mount Vernon, giving back tires and one and ones. And Dave, you better find some friends to hang out with.
No, I'm gonna get me a goddamn car for next year. Fuck that. Goddamn.
He talking about tomorrow. He talking about next year.
Well, I'm talking about you. Talk about next year all the goddamn time. Your whole conversation about next year.
Well, that's all I've been talking about from here. Get him, Cliff. Get in his ass, Cliff.
He won't buy a car, man. Go to Walmart, man. They got a lot of them. Couple of people on the road.
Get him, Cliff.
Oh,
hey.
Hold on. Is this the same Cliff that I know?
I think that's the most disrespectful.
Yes, sir.
Shit
it's the same Cliff we
somebody.
All know.
Hey, Cliff. Told me to go to Walmart and buy a car.
Hey, Cliff. What kind do they have at Walmart? I'm looking for one myself.
See, it's always one in the crowd. They got to feed the fire. Oh, don't get this
I'm dead ass serious. I ain't clowning you. I'm dead ass serious. There's too much action down here with the slower car.
Well, don't encourage him. Don't. Not tonight. Well, do not encourage his ass tonight.
It depends if you want Max Box or fucking Tonka. whichever one. You know, because Maxbox got a more selection, you know. You get all different types.
Fuck it, I'm going to just go get me a Chevette. Fuck it.
Listen, like those cars. I should like those cars.
Boy, oh boy, y'all wild.
I got an RC car run elbow head the fuck up.
You lying.
Damn.
I bet you lying.
God damn.
I got an RC car that'll run you head up to the 330.
Listen, don't play with me because all money's a bet today, as long as it ain't too much. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Joe, get the man, Joe. Joe,
yeah,
get the man.
Oh man, hold on. Let me open up this next mic, man. You got to mess up. 301-6209. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How everybody doing?
What's going on, Mr. Mark Jones? So Mark, what do you think your odds is this week?
Man, you know we the rubber band, man. We're gonna be there.
But what you think? What's your odds on there? What you think?
Oh, this real easy one here. I like my money any kind of way you give it to me, Joe. It don't have to be large. It don't make no difference. This should be a pretty easy one here.
This should be a walk in the park.
Yeah. At the end of the year, I mean, you know, guys will finally see what I've been talking about. They're going to see.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Fat Albert don't like me saying that, though, but, you know, I'm going to say it.
Oh, shoot.
Fat Albert got his pick.
I can't believe Jarrell said he's going
to. Huh?
Say
he's
gonna call Jeff out first
round. Oh my
God! Well, I just heard him say something. No, I heard the man say he wants Survivor.
Who wants Survivor first round?
Jarrell.
Y'all gotta get that boy drug tested. Y'all gotta get him help.
Hey, Fat Albert in Long Island, Joe. Fat Albert in Long Island, Joe. Did y'all see the post I put up? About Tim Booth and Survivor, about the inside trading tip.
No.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, yeah, I put that up Sunday because I was trying to get a bet. But I got another inside trading tip. Mark Jones going to win that shootout.
Oh, shit.
Don't tell nobody I told y'all, though, but I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm not going to.
Don't worry. This will be a secret. We'll keep this a secret.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to try to call Jarrell because, you know what, I ain't see him on here. I'm going to try to get Jarrell on here. Because I'm not lying. That's what he said. He said that he's going to turn around. Let me see. That, I know he's on here.
That's a tough lineup right there they got going.
Was that after he said he was going to give his teammate he was going to let his teammate slide first round?
No. He just said it the other day.
Kevin Hunt, where you seen that at, Kevin Hunt? I ain't see that.
Hey, Joe.
Freaking Ricky posted that, not me.
No, you said it was a tough lineup. I was saying, I ain't know where you seen
it. Well, it looks tough on paper, all those beautiful cars. That's the point I'm saying.
Hold on.
Hey, look.
I got Jeff Rogers on the phone right now.
Uh-oh. Come on, Jeff. Stop all this Mark Jones takeover. Go ahead and stop it, Jeff.
Come here.
If that motherfucker's so bad, tell him call me out first round. Call me out first round.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm playing by the rules, Jeff. Ain't nothing funny. It's about the money. I'm playing by the rules, Jeff.
Hey, Joe.
I'm playing by the rules. Hey, look, you seen what happened to me Sunday? I just knew that was a cakewalk. Anything can happen.
Yeah. I hear you. But, Joe, can we call people out first round?
It's up to y'all. All I do is, like I said, all I do is want to see a winner at the end. I want to see the final round winner. It's up to y'all what y'all want.
I'm playing by the house rules, Joe.
Hey, Joe,
Marcus Wong is still on here?
Yeah, he on here.
Marcus.
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I see you made a poll. Who's going to win? Who you think's going to win?
I put my money on that red Camaro.
Well, I'm going to call him out first round. Right. I'll bet you 100 on the side. I'll call him out first round.
I dare you do it. I dare you do that shit, you big bad motherfucker.
Get him on it right now. We can lock that in right
now. Hold on. Let me see if I can get him on here.
Get him on the goddamn phone. I'm tired, Marcus Wong. The sad man, too.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, 100 too, Marcus.
Hey, Mark Jones, you said save you 100 too?
Yeah, save me 100 too. Just in case you make sure you save me 100.
Hey, now look, I did say all the
inside
traders.
Inside
trading tips. Ain't no trade. All the fucking inside trader shit. Now you go.
Well, you got to know what inside of trading is first to know what it is. So, I mean. Save me 102 on that race. If y'all get that locked in.
Tell me what inside trade is. Because I might talking too fast.
It's another word for trick bag.
Oh, okay.
And the weather
gonna be
nice too. I already seen it. The weather gonna be nice. Oh my god.
The weather gonna be real nice. Yeah, come on.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. The weather
going to
be beautiful.
Hey, Joe, I want you to do me one favor, Joe. Make sure Jeff Rogers get a hold of some ribs and fish before the race so he can go sleep at that tree.
Listen, I will give Mark credit. He'll probably get down. He's most likely to get down the track. He got good people.
Hey, that's Chris Butler, right? That's his name, right?
Yeah, dog patch. That's dog patch.
Hey, Jeff Rogers.
Yes, sir.
I got $20 more that he poured a shoe in your face.
Who?
I got $20 more that Dog Patch pulled a shoot and executed face.
I bet so that makes make $100 bet. That make that $100 bet.
That's $100 bet. From work, Marcus. Hey, Marcus,
huh?
Did you make it home from work yet?
Man, listen,
nah,
I've been to work, off work, back to work.
Marcus, you can be drinking and driving.
You said I'm able to pull the shoot in Jeff's face. I like to take that bet. I like that.
He gonna pull the shoot in Jeff's face.
So that'll be
okay.
$4.
You can drink and drive, Marcus.
How much you want to bet on that, Marcus? How much you want to bet on that?
I'm betting. Listen, I'm betting Jeff and only Jeff because I don't like him.
Oh. Well, Marcus, I'm gonna bet you and only you because I don't like you. Okay, there we go.
I tell you what, Fat Albert. Since your mouth is bad, how about this? Me and you, we bet $100. Who gonna father's Jeff between Jeff and Dog Patch? Now, how about that?
That's a lock. $100. $100, that's a bet.
Lock. I'm going to call him out first round, so what the hell is the difference? One of us ain't going to make it.
If they don't make it, hey, they lose. That's all I said.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You might as well bet $100 on the race, because we're going to race first round.
Hey, and Fat Albert, I'm going to give you some pink pantyhose to put on after that. Take your goddamn money.
And look, and after I take your money, I'm going to give you a pink lip gloss, to go around your lip. Hey, I'm going to give you a pink lip gloss to go around your lip.
Taking them on.
Fuck Mark Jones.
Yeah.
Mark Jones, I got you. I got you at the second card coming in the second and in the finals.
Ooh. I'm gonna be the bottom because I won't get all the bets. So, you know, I'm not the favorite. I'm at the bottom. I'm behind Gerald Apollo.
Where Apollo
I won't
at?
Get all
where
the
is
bets.
He at? You mean tell
come
me?
See me with the
you bet. Mean tell me? What's that dude? What's that dude that sing that Old Town Road song? You mean tell me? Little Isaac ain't on this motherfucker. Little Isaac ain't on here.
Hey, look. Hey, I hate to say this. Gerard do look like that motherfucker, though. Gerard
yo,
look
he
like
looks
him.
Just like him.
Terrible, good. Terrible.
Marcus, you being nasty. Go to timeout, Marcus.
Hey. It's the only way. Hey, guess what? And guess what, Jeff? I'm gonna bring the Sheik out on your ass this weekend. Now.
To who?
I'm gonna bring the motherfucking Sheik out on your ass this weekend.
Come on.
Yes, I.
Come on. Listen, but here's the problem. Once
that Chicken Rick,
once
Chicken Rick, you bring in your car,
once
Chicken Rick? You bring in your car, Chicken Rick?
No. I'm done. I gotta make some changes, and I ain't had time to make the changes, so ain't no point in me continuing to run the car.
Last couple hits I seen you made, you ain't need to make no changes.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but yeah, I need to make some changes. Nothing major, but I need to make a change.
No, okay.
Hey, listen, Mark Jones, you listening?
Yes, sir.
If Larry McKenzie was goddamn right at your goddamn front end tied together, you would make some changes too, wouldn't you?
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Come on now.
A win is a win now. Come on, Mark.
If Larry McKenzie was tired of you like a motherfucking dog going down through that, you make some changes too. That's just all I got to say.
Well, I mean, that's cool. But see, I can say I need to make a change. But when a motherfucker gap and it's space between when it's space between your front bumper and the person's back bumper and you say it was close, then that's a problem.
It was damn good close.
I won. So winning is all that matters.
You barely won. But for real, yes. I don't think you won. I think they cheated, Larry, to be honest.
Well, that's why Joe had his show early because of a motherfucker saying, putting their input in some shit. They had no goddamn knowledge of nothing that's going on.
You ain't got to bring Joe in this. I'm talking to you. I ain't talking to Joe.
But I'm saying that's why he had the show because, you know, motherfuckers putting their nose where it don't belong. The scoreboard said I won. The man in the tower said I won. The woman in the tower said I won. So I ain't got nothing else to prove.
You're right.
Yes, sir. Hold on one second. And you won a couple coins on the race, so stop complaining, man. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I say you're right. I'm back on mute.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick. How many cars from the Bad Boy camp done whoop Larry McKenzie?
Ooh. Not one that I can recollect.
Since you want to know so much, he ducked one of the cars. Hold. Larry McKenzie ducked one of the cars because I did call him out, and he never looked my way. He did duck that call out.
Which one of your cars has whooped Larry McKenzie?
The slowest truck that we got, my truck.
Which it whooped Larry McKenzie?
I called him out, and he ducked it.
Twan, go sit in the corner. You're going to make me call Larry McKenzie out here.
Well, listen, I'm about to go sit in the corner. I'm about to get me a hot turkey bowl. I'm about to go get my dang old fruit punch, and I'm going to sit in the corner. Go ahead.
You mean your mango reader?
Nah. I got off one truck and job. I'm going to the next. Can't drink no readers. I ain't had no readers.
Well, hold on, you guys. Let me open up this next mic here because I see everybody trying to get in. 516-1578. Your mic is open.
What's up?
Hello? 516-1578. Your mic is open.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that, LaRon?
What's going on, Joe? Yeah.
What's going on, LaRon?
Yeah. You cleared that that little false rumor from last week over there.
Which one now? Which rumor that?
That little DT that they
were
talking about.
Yeah, that one cleared up. I made sure I cleared that one up too. The DT between who is it? What's his name? Buck and you.
Yeah, me and Buck.
Yeah,
and then,
I cleared that one up.
With the fake,
Buck and
the
him did talk.
The other one was cleared up.
No, they both all cleared up. They all cleared up. The post you put out there, you showed the screenshot, what they had talked about. And then, so we good. Y'all good. Everything good. You going to make it out there this week or what?
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. It should be some very interesting stuff out there. And they out there taking bets, so you see all the bets that's going off right now, right?
Yeah, I tricked Ricky. I'll take another 100 that he's trying to give out.
Huh?
100 on what? 100 on what?
With Bigfoot.
You know what? No, I ain't going to bet you. I don't even want to have no dealing with you. We good.
That's fine with me?
Okay.
Man, it'll be a good race this weekend. Good race this weekend.
Hey, this is what I need to know about. I seen a car out there. Who's this guy that looking for quarter mile action? Small block. Everybody's saying he's looking for action for the DMV.
Quarter mile.
Yeah, they put him out there. Yeah, the orange Mustang. It actually is out there. Let me see. I don't know who he was, but I know Sammy Sullivan just answer the call to him, you know. Told him that he'll try him with his little street car. I've seen a couple of them. Yeah. I know, let me see. I don't know.
Man, oh, man. God, that's too much.
Yeah, no, there's some new people on the block, man, looking for some action. Definitely looking for some action, so, hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up this mic, too. It's a 718-5225. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
What's going on? How's everything?
Everything good. Bounty Hunter in the house.
All right, Mr. Bounty Hunter.
Tell LaRon, if he's on, we're going to have to catch him next year, Joe.
Who, LaRon?
Yeah, we were supposed to get it done at the lot. He didn't make the trip, so I'm going to get him next year because I made a mistake of going over there to make a couple of hits at Rico that weekend, that Sunday. And he hit the wall about 3 times.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so. Got to put the car back
but
in the shop.
But we in the same state. We ain't got to try whenever you get done.
All right. So we'll get it done.
Glad y'all okay, dude. Glad you're okay.
Yeah,
wow,
I got a little backed up. Slight concussion, little bruised up, but I'm good.
What, you hit it on top side?
No, man, I was on the juice coming off the line, and that thing got crazy right off the line and went towards the wall. I had to fight to get away from the wall and got back on the track out of the groove, and it was all over the place. Throttle stuck, and we went all the way through and wound up in the woods.
Damn.
Whoa.
On juice.
All right, buddy.
Who was driving?
Orange juice in the wood. I was driving. It knocked me unconscious when I hit the wall the first time. It knocked me unconscious. When I woke up, I was in the wood.
Oh, man.
That ran clean off. They said when it came off the wall the third time, it straightened up, went down the track full throttle, and ran clean off the track and down and through the woods.
Wow.
See, when I woke up, they was taking the seatbelt off me, asking me what happened. I was like, where the hell am I? All I could see was damn weeds and trees.
Oh, man.
So, hey,
I'm glad you're okay to talk about it.
Hey, we're lucky to be here to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That definitely. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Dodged another bullet. But car didn't get hurt that bad, just mostly cosmetic. Chassis okay, you know, it's still straight. Just got to get a new front cap, radiator, and oil cooler, and we'll be back.
Okay. All right.
So I just want to holler.
You heard him, Lorenzo. At least y'all know, y'all know. Y'all got that thing to go another date. All right,
no,
well, hold on. You better make sure.
Hats off to Bigfoot. Marcus wanted to run at the lot, but I didn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things. Glad
we're glad you're okay. That's all that count.
Yeah.
So, all right, hold on 1 second, you guys. Let me open up this other mic. 954-8311. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Barry White himself.
Larry Butler.
What's going on, Larry? How's everything?
Hey, Joe, I just want to come on, man. I'm sitting back listening. I haven't been on the show in a while, but guess what? You guys make the trip. If all the cars make the trip, the winner this weekend of the Cancer Walk, buy one, get one free, sponsored by Hoosier. I'll throw it in.
Okay. All right. Y'all heard that. Yep, the winner of that gets to buy one, get one free, Slick, for that shootout.
Mark Jones already said it. He said, you know, that's already Mark, you know what size
I got to get the tires out. I got to get my tires out. Make sure y'all have them down there, like. I'll check the tires out later on. I'll check the tires
out. Oh, man.
You know what, Joe? So do you know what? That's a little peanut out of the bunch, Joe. I'm not bold with you, Joe. Them guys should be ashamed of this. This should give me the back tie. All of them should give me the back tie.
Now, ain't Paul Chipman in there, too, now? Ain't he a peanut, too? Ain't Paul Chipman with his 57 it's peanut or no?
Okay. Jeff ain't here. You talking about you gonna send the tire size already?
Yeah, I'm gonna send the tire
size. That motherfucker ain't winning the car.
Yeah, come on, Larry.
Hey,
Larry,
you know I'm still laughing about when we were stuck in the tower in the rain with Dana. Just to let you know, I'm still thinking about those.
Oh yeah, yeah, Dana.
Hey, fat up.
Yes.
Fat up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be something to talk about next Tuesday. Pins up in that farmers. Good God Almighty. It won't be something to talk about.
Y'all done jumped over Survivor and Chris already.
I'm not jumping over. I'm not jumping over.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a big day for Mount Vernon. Is the T-shirt store going to be open?
I got to check with Larry T himself, but I'm pretty sure he'll be ready for Saturday. Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Wait, what are you looking
sir.
for, T-shirts? I wasn't talking to you.
You gonna tell him to stop at Walmart?
I missed that one. Nah, Dave over here talking junk again, being slick about it. So that's why I told him, get him, Cliff. He being slick. He being managed. You know how the old people say, managed. He being managed.
Cliff, I'm behaving myself, Cliff. I promise you.
He being managed. He being right. Fresh. He being fresh. He being very, very managed. That's all to it. Let's be real. But,
Did you open up Butch's mic?
Cliff told me he couldn't talk. That's why he got quiet.
And I see that my boy not even, he don't even have my back. He's not saying nothing. I just wanted to find out who my friends
are.
Dave.
Cliff said not tell Butchie he can't talk. That's why he stopped. I'm trying to tell you.
Cliff
didn't say a damn thing. Don't talk that shit, bug out of joke.
You know, hold on, Butchie. You know what Cliff told you before? Let's smack it together,
Cliff,
right?
Cliff told me nothing.
He did tell you last time. He said when he said lock in. Y'all remember that, right? And you said you had to wait until the week of, and it's the week of.
Yeah,
now,
man.
Hey, hold up. Let's ask your manager. Dave, what did Cliff say?
I don't know why Joe muted my mic. That don't make no damn sense.
Dave, come on now.
He knows speaking English. He knows speaking English.
But listen, are we missing somebody? Are we missing one person that ain't been on in a couple of weeks?
Who that is? Pee-wee?
Pee-wee.
You ain't missing shit.
He on here somewhere.
He listening.
He on here. I think he's doing the walk with us, too, so he going down with us on the walk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be there. Dave, stop it, man. Stop it. Okay, making a little noise. I know what you're doing.
That ain't me.
That ain't you?
That ain't me.
Oh, that's Butchie, then. That's Butchie.
that's Marcus shaving his lips.
Oh, that's Marcus shaving his lips, you said?
Oh, joke.
Yo, I didn't say that. You heard what he said. I didn't say that. Replay it. You heard what he said. I was just repeating what he said.
Marcus gonna get enough of them lips jokes. Y'all keep fucking around with Marcus if you want to. He gonna get enough of that shit.
I told you. Shit. Nah. Oh man, I ain't gonna mess with y'all, man. Y'all gonna set me up and have me say repeating what y'all just said. Who said it anyhow?
Oh, I know you ain't.
Woods said it.
I know you ain't talking about setting people up. Oh boy, you should be the last one talking about setting people up.
No, you stop now. I already know what you did.
You always,
cut it out.
Always.
No,
put it on,
I don't
put
know
it on.
That.
Alba said it. Alba said it. Damn, Joe, put it on me all the time.
I didn't say you said. Wait. Who said? I just said who said it. I didn't say you said it on this one. Who said that, though?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I heard it.
I ain't said a word.
That wasn't you, Butchie?
Well, Cliff told him he couldn't talk, so we know it won't Butchie. We got to use process of elimination. We know it won't Butchie.
So
yeah, Cliff put a
we think it's Dave.
Out.
It might be Dave.
It wasn't me.
Oh.
No, that was not me. I ain't scared. I'll tell you, if I say something, I say it.
Todd Albert.
Yeah, that is true. Yo.
I'm going to make you eat them words after Saturday.
look here. The people's champ already have spoken.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the people's chant.
So what you trying to tell? You trying to tell us you're gonna sneak down here and gonna try to jump on the people's chant?
Nah, I'm not gonna sneak nowhere. I'm not
You letting us know you coming? You coming? You coming Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
No, the hell with this. Are you coming with a car or just you come to chill out, man?
Don't worry about what I'm coming with. If I come, I come.
All right. I'm just asking. Like I said, I was trying to hang out with you, man. We, you know, we could smoke and joke. But you said you wouldn't want no prisoners.
I don't smoke.
Neither do
I. We can joke, but
I
don't smoke.
Neither do I, but we damn sure can joke.
Good God Almighty. Cliffy, you is one character. You know that?
Antoine, you know what? You see so much, you do so much, man. You know what? It's the grudge game for you. It's the race world, man. This thing come in different shapes and sizes, man. It really
okay.
does.
Well, I gotta say, I think it's going to be good. Got a good host going on out there. Going to be hosting it for us. Last time he was in all pink. We got him a pink Kango, but he don't have a Kango on this time.
I'm about to put it on. Put it on again.
Okay.
Well, he might have them pink panties that Marcus going to bring him. He might have them.
Watch it, Mark Jones.
I said, you hit his mic, Long Island. You hit his mic.
I said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Hey,
Jeff, finish with pink panties, Joe.
Y'all got the wrong one to start it now.
Mark Jones, them ain't panties. That's a parachute.
Hey, that's up. It's a G-string.
Oh, man, hold up, I gotta see. Now, why you send me this picture? Oh, my gosh, Fat Albert sent me that picture, that's crazy. I don't want to see that junk.
Fat Albert, see, I told y'all how he set people up. I ain't sent him nothing. He tell me I done sent him.
Antoine, you see, look what he sent me.
Oh, Lord, there he go already. But look, let me tell y'all about down at, I'm from the state, man. I want to.
Who that supposed to be, Fat Albert? Who's that supposed to be, Fat Albert?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't sent you anything.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Kevin Hart. Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey, Kevin, Fat Albert, what they doing to you? Lying?
No,
lying. I ain't sent Joe. I sent him a picture. I ain't sent Joe Nate goddamn picture.
Kevin Hart, you want to see it?
Well, since it's going past the round, why not?
Hold on. I'm sending it to you right now, big homie. Hold on.
He got the man gonna be a pig talking about a problem.
Joe, who that supposed to be, Jarrell?
Oh, they put your name to it.
Y'all need to cut that shit out, man.
Kevin, check your inbox. Kevin, check your inbox.
I'm looking at it right now.
Cut that shit out, man. Real is my buddy, man.
Respect
Real
his decision,
friend,
huh? Fat Albert, you trying to take that number one spot of the shit starter over, huh?
Joe
is a lying somebody, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chris. Fat Albert started shit again, Chris. Look what he did about Apollo.
But look, hey, Joe, down there at Northeast Dragway. So, you know, I got down there. they couldn't get the lights to work.
Uh-huh.
So they had
okay.
to go old school. They couldn't get the finish lights to work, so they put a camera down at the other end. So I was like, all right, we'll
come on,
like
man.
That. Then the microphone didn't work. Don't you know I had to scream for about 2-3 hours?
Come on, I know you didn't.
The only thing found out was working was to pay your way into place.
Was it any tight races?
Man, was it? Man, they had grudge races.
No, I'm saying, but was it any tight races that y'all had to go back to?
That's what I'm saying, if it was a tight race.
No, it won't. We had a couple of them we had to go to the camera, but majority of them you can see, you know, who won.
Okay.
Hey, Fat Albert.
That camera
got a slant. That shit ain't right. It got a slant.
Yeah, but I tell you one thing. When I say they bet that money down there, whoo-wee, they bet money. Cars that run 7 seconds, they bet $10,000, $15,000 on.
Ooh.
So, but I had a ball down there, though. I had a great time, man. It was fun. I enjoyed it. You know, I ain't ever planted so many cotton fields in my life. Damn.
Let me tell you something. When we went to go out, I turned the wrong way. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there was cotton fields. I was out there. I seen the people working, and I was like, I didn't know it was still out there like that.
Went
over there. I was like, oh, shoot.
I was like, man, this is. Yeah, it was, and the cotton was still on the vines or whatever you call it, damn, the stalks or whatever. Man, it was white. But then you get to the track, man, they got all these damn windmills, gigantic windmills out there. I had to pull over and take a picture of that.
Are the windmills?
That's electric.
But,
yeah.
I mean, the hospitality was awesome, man. I loved it. But
okay, that's what it's all
it
about.
It was fun.
Hey, Fat Albert, that's a Jersey Wall track, right?
No, that's a
guardrail.
Okay.
And I said that would be the only hiccup for a lot of people from up north to come down. You know, they just don't like it. But one guy said, "But Fat Albert, I'm not trying to hit it. Don't hit it." Damn, well, I don't think nobody trying to hit it, but you know. Some things is unseen, you know, but
the speed that you said those cars going, I mean, that's good for that, you know, car rail, you know, it's fun. I think.
No, they have some fast cars there.
No.
They have some fast
ones there.
When
you had Tony Tan and Terminator and Coretta and her brother, man, they had some cars down there, Mark. I wouldn't say that.
I'm gonna say that again. With them kind of cars, it's fine with guardrail.
Oh, shit.
I
got that point the first time, Mr. Jones.
Oh, Lord.
I know Rodney Majette would love. Hey, Mark. Rodney Majette would love to have you. I do know that for a fact. Because I brought his name up. And
he was already had down
Mark
there.
Jones. Yeah, I said Mark Jones will come down here and run.
Hey, let me say this. If I run them boys, they're going to have to put the whole deposit up. There ain't none of that sitting around and clowning, driving other people's cars, and you know you're supposed to race me and all that. Won't put your deposit up. There ain't going to be none of that no more.
Right,
he had
right.
to put the whole deposit up. And he can get us.
Yeah.
He can come up there. He can come up there this week and get us. He can get us on that first round six then.
Oh, shit. Straight off the trailer. Damn.
I ain't say straight off the trailer. I got to check my transmission. We put a new transmission in there. So
well, you said your first shakedown. Ain't that
sure? Yeah, first shakedown, you know, you can get that track. I mean, I don't know what time this first shakedown is.
First shakedown will be about 12:30.
12:30.
Track. So when the track go high to 12?
Yeah, gonna go at 12.
Okay.
But I don't want y'all. I'm trying to get y'all go through early. So, cause
yeah,
I don't want y'all getting no sticky stuff. You know what I mean?
That.
No sticky.
I counsel that then because I had issues Sunday, so we gotta make sure we're straight.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to make sure. Yeah. This is my whole thing is I want to make sure y'all don't have. I know y'all can't go down to radio prep or nothing like that. So that's why we putting y'all ahead of time. I want to make sure we get y'all in. Be tight.
The soul snatcher had that track dead right.
Joe, that's what get me about Fat Albert. It don't take much to impress him. He go out of town with the boys, and the boys give him a drink or whatever, and they fly. they flying. You know what I mean? They gave him a little drink and whatnot. Now they flying.
Little Mark, you gotta tell me when he see you, what he gonna do then? What gonna happen when he see you make the pass? Mark, what gonna happen when he see you make your pass? Tell me something.
I'm gonna get all excited. Oh, that was fast. Oh man,
that was in denial with me.
He in denial with you?
Yeah, he in denial with me.
Oh yeah, he going directly Jeff Rogers all the way, ain't he?
Yeah.
Jeff gonna win it all. Yep. I'm gonna take market money.
I want to see
just like I took Wicked Bird money. Look, just like I took Wicked Bird money when he made the dumbest comment that Jeff was gonna go all the way, won't gonna make an A to B pass. I can believe that dummy made that bet. But I'm gonna take Marcus money.
I just want to see you in them panties Marcus gonna bring you. And I make sure them panties clean. I don't want to have no peanut butter and oil stains in the back.
I don't know where Mr. Jones been, but it's glad to have you back, sir.
Oh my God.
Mark, I tell you, if you and Jeff meet, can I get a soft 100 with you if you and Jeff meet up?
Yeah, I'll probably give you a gap bet. Just because it's you, I'll probably give you a gap back.
Oh, Lord, I'll earn the money if you give me that.
But, hey, we're going to
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
Come by.
Who on the phone?
That was me.
Oh.
I was talking to somebody.
Albert, the only way we can lose this race is we got to lose the race. You know what I mean? If everybody goes down the track, everybody and the whole fucking parking lot is gap. Ain't none of them fair.
Good report. None. Good report.
It's not Albert.
Yeah.
If everybody from the DMV come, it won't be no place to park. All this if and when is not gonna happen. But
see, I don't want nobody to have any mistakes. Everybody go A to B, and you'll see who's fed.
I know
good
who is going
Jeff.
Down
that's
there,
right.
Jeff. Hey, Jeff, I know who is going down
sir.
There.
Darrell Apollo. Darrell Apollo. I'm going
to
tell
you. Hey, why y'all saying Darrell? You trying to say he the slowest one?
No.
That's why. Can you hear me?
Drill go right down the track.
Hey, Joe, I know who is going A to B, Joe.
Yeah, but it's slow.
Who's going A to B, Bob?
Slow down. That slow ass Pontiac.
That's right.
That slow ass Pontiac. That motherfucker's so slow, Fat Albert. I guess he can go down the track.
Uh-huh.
He let Chris Cheek beat him. How the hell you let Chris Cheek beat you? We gapped that motherfucker MIR. Ask Chris Cheek how bad we beat him at MIR. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff. See, that's not right, talk. Jeff. That man not here to defend himself, Jeff. You can't do
well,
that.
Well, listen.
That's fact. Like Joe said earlier. Joe said earlier, he got it on paper to prove it. We can prove it. It ain't no secret.
hey, Joe, is that mic open, Joe?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, listen. This is what I want to know. Who's scared, who glad between Mark Jones and Jeff Rogers, because they was locked in before and it didn't get off. Now, goddammit, y'all both
will be on the
beat.
Where you been?
No, it got off.
Mark Whitman.
It got off.
Mark
it got off, Marcus.
Oh, I thought it was Marcus, Roger Kendo.
No.
I thought it was
Marcus. You're talking about Marcus Jones and Tony Kanye. That's what you thinking about, Marcus. That race didn't get off.
So Jeff didn't want no more smoke. Hold up, hold. So Jeff didn't want no more smoke after Mark put that goat in front of him, huh? That what he told me?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
I take all the snow guys.
That goat was eating grass that night.
Oh, yeah, I'm Fat Albert, I got paid. Hey, Fat Albert, I got paid on that race. You right.
Yeah. Hey, you could have beat that motherfucker. You could have beat that motherfucker with salt with sweet and low that night.
Guess what, then? God damn it! I mean, y'all both on the phone now. What's the problem with the first round call out between y'all two? And I talk about that.
He just said he wanted to play by track rules. I'm a businessman.
Hey, listen, Jeff Clay, he the best man in the building. What, you want to knock him off first?
No, I want to, hey, look, I'm going by track.
Well, somebody else knock him off, huh?
Marcus, you said dog patch. Wait a minute. Marcus, you said dog, we got $100, but you said dog patch going further than Jeff, right?
I know. Why do you think I'm trying to put goddamn Mark on Jeff's ass?
I tell you what, y'all must be forgetting about Survivor.
Well, I don't know about no Survivor, but this what I gotta say is that if I put the goat on Jeff, you knock Jeff off, then guess what? I want $100 for Fat Up and Jeff.
Hey, Fat
Up.
Yeah.
Hey, Fat Up.
Yeah,
hey,
Jeff.
Fat
Albert. Yeah.
We had all them heavy hitters, Matt Sweet, we had goddamn Dog Patch, we had all them motherfuckers at Buzz Creek a couple months ago, and who won the whole motherfucking race? The execution.
Uh-oh.
The execution fucked up the Dog Patch.
That's because I wasn't there.
Because you were scared to come. I can't help you were scared. I mean, what the fuck? I can only race who's in front of me.
I'll be there Saturday. I bet you that.
Hey Jeff. Uh-huh. Somebody, listen. I ain't no ice box. And Fat, I'ma close the motherfucker, the door after I come out of that motherfucker. Look, somebody text me and said, did Long Island Joe tell on Jeff? I said, what the hell that mean? I don't know. That's what I mean. I'll tell you the truth. I'm telling you the fucking truth. Somebody text me and said this. Because I don't know. Listen, all I got to do is tell you.
Tighten your dancing shoes up.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Ricky Fox said you can't fuck with me. That's all I'm telling you.
Man, come on.
I see a guy said calling out any off-field car from the DMV. He'll be at the beach this week. Any off-field
that?
I don't know who he is.
He talking about
running first round of a shootout next week, not this week.
Oh, well, he said he called out any car to lock in for 500 back at Custom Tees Park. Oh, November 13th. Oh, I see. Somebody else he's looking for. On the 13th. I see you coming there, too. Okay, I got you, Wow.
So would they have a race the 13th in November down there?
That's what I see. I didn't know nothing about it. I just heard it.
Once I get this race service, I got to get back.
They left them.
I gotta get Matt Sweet.
Oh,
I gotta get Matt Sweet after this weekend. Yeah, they all think.
What the hell, Marcus calling?
But you ain't shit. Marcus ain't
right
at all.
Listen, I don't know why the phone keeps dropping off. Jeff must told, goddamn it, Verizon to cut me off because I was talking too much shit to him, right?
I ain't cut you off.
But no, but
hey,
listen, Joe. I told that motherfucker today. That same dude y'all talk about, the call out all any all steel all glass bullshit. I told him, bring that shit down to the beach this weekend. I'll go to a motherfucker ass here to fuck up with Bigfoot. I don't give a fuck. Let's get it. And guess what he said? He got to take his son to the dentist or some shit. Man, I ain't no goddamn dentist open on Snyder's.
Hey, Mark.
Mark. Come on,
with it. This the same guy that said his brother was trying to get you to run for this weekend. Corey, did anything get off
Corey,
with that?
Ain't nothing get off with it because I got that bitch blocked. I don't fuck with trolls. I fucked Corey up 4 years ago at MIR, and the bitch been trolling me ever since. So I don't talk to him.
Okay, so let me
ask you this.
Wait, man. Let me just ask this question before you ask your question. If I may, if you beat him, what's the problem with running it back? Because, and I'm just using this as an example.
It's never been a problem. It's never been a problem. I tried to run him back more than five times. That's what I'm telling you. I've tried to run him back more than five times. I tried to run him at MIR. I tried to run him at Capitol when Capitol was up and going. I offered him a goddamn space.
Right? The man said he was trying to race, though. What, I mean...
He's not talking about this weekend. I'm talking about this weekend. I can't.
Corey was the Red Nova.
They're not talking about this weekend. Ricky, if you listen to what I'm saying, they talking about next weekend. They have a little shootout down there or some shit. But I'm talking about this weekend.
My bad, homie.
You know what I mean?
Listen,
let me ask you this, though. What's the deal with... You and my cousin. I mean, you don't want no bet with my cousin. What's the problem?
Okay.
You ain't
gonna. All right. Yeah.
I want to know what's happening.
Listen.
I want to know
I'm gonna tell you. You're not gonna squeeze nothing out of me on that right now because I'm not in that lane.
There you go.
Good answer.
Marcus, just go on with the show, bro.
All right.
Why you ducking Willie. How about that? Is that good enough for you?
I ain't ducking no fucking Willie. I told you I run Willie. I run off the fucking trailer.
You
I told you that.
But you only want to run the trailer, and you only want to race for $500. That's ducking the man.
All right, okay. Let's run for $200,000 off the trailer then. Saturday.
So again, you only want to run off the trailer, and you only want to run for
$500. Now, what the fuck you talking about? I just said $1,000. What's nine plus ten?
But he ain't running off the trailer, so squash that. Now, what you want to do? Well, listen.
If he ain't running on the trailer, tell him, goddammit, get in line then. Come to the track, because I'm planning on getting the bitch off the trailer.
Well, guess what, then?
We ain't got no negotiation going on with that. But I'm still trying to figure out why you not trying to associate yourself with my cousin on a little $100 bet. He says that he won a $100 bet with you. Why couldn't you bet him?
Hey, Marcus. I've been to jail for guns and drugs and all that shit. I ain't never screamed on the stand, so you ain't gonna give me the scream right now, okay?
now you gotta see. You went all the way over the goddamn.
No, I just said this shit in a manner that you can understand where the fuck I'm coming from.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
All right, don't worry about it. I just call him
Thank
later
you,
and find out what the backstory.
I mean, you can call him all you want, but calling him ain't going to get you my story.
Well, your story don't mean nothing. Your story don't mean nothing because
you're right.
You should be.
You're absolutely
you
right.
Listen,
well, I don't even
you know
why?
Because you should be able. You should be able. You should be able to brush shit under the rug. I mean, you got there old enough. Huh?
Nope.
Well, all right. Nah. Well, I tell you what. What a motherfucker owe you some? Motherfucker owe you some money?
I bet $120 with that race that you just off of Mark Jones. Matter of fact, three people got in on that, and you only want Mark Jones because you don't like him. We don't like you neither, so we trying to get the same shit.
Well, I tell you what, you bet the $120 on Rogue. Bring the Rogue out. You bet that on yourself.
I just told you I got to make some changes, man. Damn. I mean, I understand you want to see the car and sitting there, getting down the track,
Listen to me. I just want to see you out there. That's
nigga,
all I want to see.
Stop talking
I mean,
to me while you laughing and smiling and shit. Nigga, wipe that motherfucker's smile off.
I got you.
While you talking to me.
All right, let's move on.
Shout out, it's good. I like this dude. He sound real tricky. So, you know, I like him, right? But that's what I'm saying. Bring the motherfucker car. Let's get busy. You know, it'll be fun
to
in the garage.
You said a couple years ago, I'm going to just bring it and post it up at this track. I ain't going to do nothing with it.
All right, well, do that anyway. At least I could put a.
I tell you what, I bring it.
Pumpkin.
I could put a pumpkin sticker on the back window. Listen, I bring the car to the track. You come over there and take a picture with the motherfucker, but pay me $120.
Nah. You got me fucked up on that. Nah. Hey, Joe, go ahead by the show, Joe. Go ahead by the show, Joe.
Mark Jones,
you gotta be here, Sully.
Hey,
I'm right here. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, Jeff's gonna run out your life.
Hey, Fat Albert, I tell you what, Fat Albert. Hey, Mark, let me get it real quick. Fat Albert, if Mark, listen to me. If Mark and Jeff come together, let's go ahead and bet that $100 again.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
All right, that's locked.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time, Joe.
It's going to be a damn good time. What time the first shootout? What time the first shakedown for the big tars? Or they all come 12, up to trailer. 12, why 30, big cars 12, can't come up to trailer? Listen, why big 12, cars 30. Can't come up to trailer? Why big cars can't come up to trailer?
I agree with.
I want to know that, Joe. Joe, why can't we have a goddamn big tar national shootout off the trailer shootout for big tars? Make that shit happen next year because I want to see that type of shit. That'll make a bitch get that game together.
What's up, Joe?
Listen, down out of buy-in. Goddamn, 6 to 8 cars. Let a motherfucker come up the trailer and get that motherfucking weight up. See, I want the motherfucker to feel how we feel. When I come up the trailer, I don't give a fuck about the next motherfucker out there. Fuck them.
Until they got
you. Listen, you can take it.
I don't work with no gaps. I don't work with no gaps, man. I fill them bitches up every day.
Hey, listen. Did the race with you and this green Camaro out of Shakedown get locked in?
Get him on the phone. Get him on the motherfucking phone. Matter of fact, I knew I was waiting on something. Get him on the phone, Fat Albert. Get Money Mike or goddamn Tony Allen or Alan Cox or whatever the fuck his name is. Alan Mariah. Something like that. Kenny Allen, get that motherfucker on the phone.
You talking about Big Head Kenny?
Yes, sir. Get Big Head Kenny on the phone and that big Gumby hair, wearing hair motherfucker called Money Mike. Get him on the phone. I damn lock it in.
Joe, I don't have that number.
Matter of fact, I tell you what, Rick, you put the punk out up for 200 or 5 or better, or 200 or 1,000 or better. I don't give a damn about it.
I can't get him on my phone, but. Hold on, let me see if I can get
my last
call
somebody. Hey, Joe,
I got Kenny number, Joe.
Okay. Call Kenny, Mark.
Mark, yeah, call Kenny.
He's talking about we can see when we get that. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm like Rick now. Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that. Yes, sir. Let's get some shit locked the fuck in, man. It's the end of the year. Let's get it out. I don't give a fuck about it. Straight up, straight back, baby.
Tell me, what
and
you
I'm flying
the
sheep
here. You trying to run the Camaro versus what?
The Camaro versus Bigfoot. Yes, sir. And I'm coming. Listen, I'm coming with a new car this weekend too, Joe. Just to let you know.
Oh, what you
hey,
got now?
Hey, Joe. My wife said what time is the walk.
I'm gonna say about 11:30. We can do the walk about 11:30.
11:30.
Between 11:30. Tell her to get there before 11 o'clock. Then it's only $10 in.
Well, we ain't worried about the discount because we're coming to support anyway. But I appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey Joe, do you need that services this weekend for them to go and pass out the raffles and shit?
Yes, if they could, they can help me out. If they can, I'll make sure I take care of them. I definitely can.
He ain't got work with
I know
that.
A lot of people wanted to buy the raffles when we're down there. And I got a few left, so, and the golf cart be down there. Also, I let everybody know the golf cart does come with the charger also. I bought a used charger. It cost me $250. I just went and picked it up, made sure it's down there. It's with it also, so you ain't got to worry about a charger. It's the one that, matter of fact, it's the one that you got, it'll cut off on its own instead of keep on charging and burn up something. So that's what it is.
Is Fat Albert selling raffle tickets in them pink panties?
Fat Albert's supposed to have a pink
he
cape better. On that day. He's supposed to have that pink
oh,
cape.
Hey, when he, listen, hey Joe, I'm bringing at least 10 bikes, so I want to,
So we're gonna give
10 bikes that I want to give away on a, you know, so basically when everybody come in, give them a ticket. Well, Nikki says she got to roll a ticket for Just Kids, and she going to pass them out.
Okay, that'd be great. I appreciate it.
He said that's great. He said appreciate it. That's from the Badmouth crew.
From the Badmouth crew. Okay, thanks for donating.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate y'all. Okay, we're giving away 10 bikes in that day.
And I'll make sure Fat Albert gonna get his pink panties.
Oh boy!
That man trying to bring back some JC Richardson shit on
pink
you, Roy.
Pink Kangol.
Hey, they gonna be.
Well,
they gonna
that's
be extra,
because
they gonna
Fat Albert messed around and put the other man in pink. Put one of the fellow racers in pink.
By Jones, you can bring me a bottle of pink vodka. That'd be fine. I accept that.
What is it called?
Hey, what was that thing you drink? What was the name of that thing you drink?
Cupcake.
What did I tell you?
Cupcake.
Oh.
Cupcake.
Is that what pink vodka is?
Yeah,
is that
pink
vodka is
called cupcake.
He don't even know the name of it. He got me behind the fence or something. He drink TNT.
Belvedere, Mark.
Belvedere, okay.
Belvedere? What the hell is that? What is that? That's vodka?
Yeah, uh-huh.
See how he say that? Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
I know. See, Joe don't really drink like that, so, you know, I understand that he wouldn't know what that was, but, you know.
No, I drink tequila.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah,
I drink tequila. That's all.
Hey, did anybody get Big Head Kenny on there? Did anybody get Big Head Kenny on there?
Kevin Hunt, are you going to be there, Kevin Hunt?
Kevin Hunt can't leave state of New York.
I can't leave state of New York. I gotta get written from my parole officer. And my ankle bracelet.
Oh, you got that thing on your ankle?
Hell no.
Kevin, you should have said that. You know how rumors start. Everybody going to be having you out there.
No, that's what I love to do.
That
start that shit. No, man, I haven't been there, man. I'm not doing nothing for the rest of the year until I get my third shot, man. I'm scary like that. You know, I done went through that shit earlier from January, man, and I got my two.
Hey,
so
did
anybody
get Big Head Kenny on the phone? Did anybody get him?
No.
I try to call him again. Let me try to call him again.
Oh,
it's Big. It's Butcher Woods on here.
Yeah, Butcher
Woods on here.
Butcher Woods. No, I want to talk to Butcher. I want to talk to Butcher real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Butcher.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Listen. Now look, I had a. Yeah, and give me the shrimp on the side. Butcher, I left my drink on the golf cart, right, on the ride back home from North Carolina.
listen
to me.
No refund.
Oh my God! No! What you would? I left my drink on the golf. I can't even.
Man, if you gonna tell the story? Tell a goddamn thing, man.
The man keep laughing. What you would? I left the drink on the golf cart on the ride home from North Carolina, right? I noticed that it turned a little color. I ain't paying no mind. So I put it in the freezer just to cool it down. When I went back to the freezer, the motherfucker was frozen. How you gonna sell me some watered down goddamn moonshine? What you doing?
Listen. You don't know what you're talking about. It might have been frozen a little bit, but it wasn't frozen all the way.
Listen to me. It shouldn't be frozen at all. But look, I won't put it on.
If you need some straightening, holler at me, because I got it.
Well, Rick, I think I'm going to holler at you. I mean, I didn't think that corn liquor is supposed to freeze, and it turned a different color. And I said, well, he must have dye into it or some shit, right? So what you would, I think I want two different. I want two new samples come Saturday, and I'm gonna pay for one. All right.
Whatever, Marcus.
Hey Marcus, you gonna pay for two. You want two, but you only gonna pay for one.
That's right.
I'm gonna tell you how you do it.
Yes, Butchie, he's gonna drink it right away.
Look, Butchie, he gonna drink it right away. So this is what you do: you go down there and you take one of the bottles and you get an empty bottle and you put half in that one and then add water to both of them and give it to him. There you go. He'll be all right. He'll be happy. You drink both of them, he'll be feeling good.
Damn. Marcus, I want to order for two, but I'm only paying for one.
But you can't give it to them early. Last time I had the last bit of salad in there. Marcus over there go get the last bit of salad. He take the big ass spoon and pick that bitch up and start eating the damn salad. Right out the damn thing, shrimp salad. Oh, what the hell he doing? Do he know he got the service spoon?
Hey, look, Joe. Then he gonna look at me and tell me, Abba, you want some? No, Bobby, you enjoy yourself, Mama. You enjoy yourself.
Hey,
Jeff,
somebody said,
he said, this motherfucker, he's not.
Hey Joe, somebody said he ate all day. The woman said, just let him eat, honey, just let him eat.
Hey Marcus, somebody took me a picture of goddamn 12 gallons of some of that white lightning. They said they got plenty.
Listen. Now look.
Put me down for one. Yes, sir. I would like to have one.
Well, that's what I got to say. Butchie, I want my refund on one, and I'm going to go pay for another one. But if that shit frees up, I'm going to have to mix it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have to mix that shit.
Yeah, I got no damn well
to
get freed up, so I'm going to get it.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm looking for, that good clear.
Hey.
Listen,
hey,
Butchie
hey,
gave
hey,
me something.
Hey,
I'm going to take that junk. I said, there ain't no way in the world I'm drinking that. That was too strong for me.
No.
I let that go. You can put
hey,
that on the
cut. What's up, Mew?
Put that shit on
shout
the cutty
out.
Ass.
Shout out.
Yeah,
you, listen.
Hey, Butch, don't be fooled. He fucked up the package, Butch. He tried to cut it and overcut it. It was him.
Yep.
He fucked up the package,
no.
Butch.
What'd you say?
He tried to put a two on it, Butch.
Yeah.
Shout out. If you place the order, right? Just don't tell Weeby. Just don't tell Weeby.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh Lord. No, you're raw. You're raw. Oh man. Why
man,
Weeby ain't asking
man, that's it. They said we be was sponsored by a liquor store.
Damn.
He was though. He was last. It was the year before. It was that vodka over there. Something with some potato vodka shit. He was.
Don't
he
you ever had
that
it?
Like, but it was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Yeah, he was. He was definitely spot.
Yeah.
It was a potato one. I got.
Yeah, Joe,
say, I
said you ever
that.
Had it.
Oh, no, no, I ain't had it. No. Nah, but I remember that, though. I remember him bringing the bottle. I didn't do nothing, though. I didn't taste none of it. I ain't going to mess around. Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
hold up now. I think I might have the other stuff there, too, so I got something over there, Marcus. If you come with it, too, you got to try this one, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Joe, what you cooking? No.
Attention.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Big Head Kenny on line one. Big Head Kenny is on
okay.
line.
Oh.
All right. Uh-oh. Hey, Joe. Joe, close everybody mics up. Me and Kenny need to talk.
Close everybody mics up. You going to have Wolfie talking all that old crazy shit.
Hey, Kenny.
Yep.
First of all, how you doing tonight? You all right?
I'm always all right. I'm wondering if you all right.
Hey, look. Listen. Look. I know. Man, who the hell is that talking in the background? Just close the mic up.
I don't know who the heck is that in the background. I'm trying to figure it out.
That motherfucker sound like he had a goddamn Muppet. He had like he playing as a Muppet right now. But look,
Kenny.
Like
you trying to get some fame calling everybody.
No, listen, this has been a long time coming, and it's been brewing for a long time. So basically, the Bad Buck crew is calling on Team Shakedown. I want to go to your ass Saturday. You pick the time, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to be late to us. Let's get it
up. What I tell you, I said, Mike, take his car to the track Saturday. We're going to run you. Now, I can't make the man take the car to the track. That's his car. He do what he wants to with it. I just drive it. I can't make him break.
Well, look, I couldn't read earlier, so I had to call you on the phone and listen. What'd you say again?
You did what? Say that again.
I couldn't read earlier, so I had to call you on the phone.
That was
Kevin,
that was your mic that was in the background.
You could read. What's wrong? Why you couldn't read what I said?
My eyes
was
fucked up.
I tell you what, though. If he don't bring it in about 2 weeks or so, I give you the back tie with Bigfoot with Mulan. How about that, Mark? Now,
Hey
Joe, ain't you doing a Thanksgiving? Ain't you doing a Thanksgiving race or some shit like that?
Yeah, we're gonna do it on the 20th.
Yeah,
I tell you what, Kenny, as soon as
I fired up, you could be the first one I call. Ain't call nobody else. I'm gonna call you on FaceTime.
I want you to FaceTime me and have a turkey smoking with the gravy on top.
Okay.
So I'm gonna grill your ass.
Okay. I'm sure you read what she posted up there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even tell her to post. She did that on her own.
Uh-oh, what she said? What she said, Kenny? Tell us what she said.
He know what she told him.
What'd she tell you, Marcus? Come on now.
Man, I'm gonna see to you hold you a man of your word. You said you wanna walk down that aisle. And she said she'd be more than glad for you to walk down that aisle.
Listen, I told her I walked down the aisle and she Hey Joe, listen. I told her I walked down that aisle and I threw the carpet out, goddamn it, for her. That's what I told her.
Okay.
But look, you let me know, hey, this is what I gotta say. And I ain't gonna hold it short no more longer. If money Mike bring the green Camaro Saturday, I want to go to his motherfucking ass.
Let me tell you this. You tell me where the Bigfoot car, right?
That's right.
All right, now we want the break or the head up clear. Now how about that? If he brings now.
Well,
yep. Listen. Now I'm gonna play one of your games. Everybody, give y'all every race y'all crying bag for y'all get. Now I'm gonna tell you just like
all
that.
Right.
You don't run no race unless you guarantee you're gonna win it. People give y'all crazy ass races. People give y'all crazy ass races. That's a small block in white chalk. And you got a big block. Now conversate for it.
The conversation is the weight, but I ain't worried about it. Guess what?
Ain't no weight. This grudge racing. You sound now. I'm gonna tell you who you sound like. You sound like all, I'm going to say it just like this, and I don't care who like it and who hate it. You sound like all them motherfuckers hiding behind that all glass, all steel shit. That's what you sound like. All them motherfuckers, man. That's what you sound like.
One thing about it, you already know.
I can't run you because you all glass, because you ain't all glass and all steel. But all you hear for
well,
the last
I don't
couple
run no
weeks.
Shoot up. I don't want to
shoot
up. I'll shoot out on the board.
You heard the same thing in grudge racing. You heard the same thing in grudge racing.
Well, you call me and let me know whether you're gonna bring the car or not. That's what I want you to do by Saturday.
I'm gonna talk to Mike Webb before then.
Okay. Well, contact Fat Albert or Joe. And I might just listen, I might just give you that goddamn onion that you want that's gonna make you cry.
I hope you eat two of them. And I'll wipe the tears from your eyes. How about that?
Exactly. Hey Joe, I'm going back on mute. I gotta finish this food.
I thought he said he wanted to run the truck too.
Oh, hold up! Absolutely. What we can do with
the black truck won't run? Why the black truck won't run?
Well, no. I said I want to run y'all truck. I didn't say with what truck. I said I want to run y'all truck with us. That's what I said.
That's what I said. Y'all got the black truck, right?
So he said truck to truck. What's wrong with truck to truck?
The black truck got two races already locked for Saturday.
Shit, y'all run 10 races. Y'all locked in 10 races at one race. What the fuck is two?
Well, we're going to have 2 hours walking down the track, walking back. We got to take some autographs.
My God.
Some babies, you know what I mean? We got to do that type of shit, you know? But what I'm saying is, if that blue truck die, he can get that blue foot on his ass.
Let me ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a big block in the car, right? Now,
It's a pump gas street car, big block.
I don't want to hear no damn pump gas street car, big block street car, bullshit. You crazy as hell. You crazy.
Hey, get it. Look.
What?
I tell you what. If the old man drive that pickup truck, matter of fact, he got a back tire.
What old man driving?
the owner.
Who? I don't even know who owned the black truck.
You know the motherfucker that be sniffing and all that shit.
All I know is
looking
I saw him on Sunday and
no,
I
know no,
the
no.
man asked him
I'm
to race
about
and
your
he
truck.
Said no.
I'm talking about your
truck, no
the man
truck.
To be your teammate, the man, your teammate.
You're talking about the blue truck, right?
Yes, him.
Right. Okay.
I said
right.
If he drives, he got a back tire from Bigfoot.
No, he won't run the black truck. The
black
truck over at the Creek Sunday. Yeah.
I tell you what, let's be the last two go down the track. Fuck it.
No, hell no, ain't gonna be no last two. Hell no. You think somebody? You really think somebody a fool, right? Come on,
right?
Marty, you can't. You ain't working that old sleep shit with me. You get everybody else with that shit. You ain't getting me with that shit.
Mm-mm. Well, look, I'm going back to my dinner. You let me know when I got to put my dancing shoes on, all right?
I sure will.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
So you, right.
Dad, I would take on the show. Take on the show.
All right. Oh my gosh. Oh, boy.
Hey Joe, that's how the bad crew do Joe. The bad mo crew shut it down. That's how they do it.
Okay. I hear you.
No,
hey, Joe,
you ain't quite shut it down. You just trying to talk a race where you guarantee you can get a win, but ain't gonna happen. Just look at what you do now, but you ain't slick enough.
Come on, man.
Come on. you ain't slick enough with me.
Oh man.
Hey Kenny, they told me. Hey Kenny,
yeah.
They told me your new crew man was Bruce Styles.
Who was that?
They said your new crew man is Bruce Styles.
I ain't got no new crew man. Only new crew person I know I got is my daughter. That's it.
So why
how
he talking about he wants to see races with y'all? How he speaking on y'all car?
How many cars did so he new crew member everybody he put on the folks? How many people did he put up there? He didn't only put us up there. He put everybody up there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Did you see all the people he put up there?
Yeah, I saw that list.
All I seen,
Joe,
all
see,
I seen when it said Kenny,
the list, Joe?
And I said, "Oh Lord,
I seen it."
They teammates.
That's a big list.
You, hey,
but it's for everybody else though.
This circle over here is very small.
Mm-hmm.
Because he put it up there, don't mean
I'm trying to
my teammate.
I'm trying to get small. I'm trying to get small on the shakedown ass on Saturday.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. If it was my car, I wouldn't have no problem. If Mike bring that car to the track Saturday, we're gonna run you without
okay.
a doubt.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hold you to it. All right.
Hey, if I say that, what's gonna happen? He bring it to the track and gonna run you. You're gonna run my race.
All right, how about this? Let's go ahead and lock in $100 on a Coors Light. Let's lock in $100 on a Coors Light, cause I know Mike like them Coors Lights.
Nope, I ain't gonna lock in none of nobody else's car. No, I can't do that.
Mm-mm. All right, well listen, Fat Apple, I gotta get back to my Crown Apple and Ginger Ale. I'm gonna see if this man got some action, got some heart by Saturday. If not, I'm going to go to his ass anyway.
Anybody else got anything left to say? Because I got to get ready to get in here. It's almost 9 o'clock. Got to get ready for the night. Anybody else got something to say?
You had a good show.
Fat Albert, make sure them panties clean. Fat Albert, make sure them panties clean now. No
hey, Joe, cut him off. Joe, cut him off. I done had enough of Marcus. I watched Jeff Rogers on Gap. But anyway, as I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by that nobody, Mark Jones, Looking for everybody Saturday. We're going to have a great time. Come out, enjoy yourself. Have a ball. I'll be looking forward to seeing y'all Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Marcus,
anybody
you
else got any plans
you
or
that cash? Hold on. Marcus, I got y'all race. I got your money, so y'all is locked.
Okay, Fat Up. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty, then. I'm calling in. Everybody have a safe trip. We hope to see you guys there Saturday.
All right, everybody.
All right, now. Good night, now.
Who are you getting?